Time now for Fort Bragg Stories, sharing personal narratives from those on and around the nation's largest military installation. I'm Elizabeth Friend. Fort Bragg Stories is a collaboration between WUNC's American Homefront Project and the Fayetteville Observer. With more than 50,000 service members and their families living on post or nearby, Fort Bragg is an economic engine for neighboring towns and counties. Stephen Moore lives and works in Fayetteville. He's never served in the military, but for the past 16 years, he's been serving the military community, specializing in the design of challenge coins.
A challenge coin is an on-the-spot award that commanders give to their soldiers when they've made some achievement that the commander wants to recognize him for. I don't know how much of it is urban legend or not, but it's been said that during World War I, actually, a wealthy lieutenant had some coins minted for his small platoon, and that having the coin on him when he was separated from his soldiers in Germany and he was found by the French, that it saved his life. They were going to shoot him, and then he said, "Look, I really am an American." And they said, "Okay, well, we'll wait until the Americans get here, and then we'll let them shoot you." And the Americans got there, and they said, "No, he is one of ours. Thanks for not shooting him." The term challenge has become that you're always supposed to have your coin on you. And if two soldiers are in the bar and one of them presents his coin, if the other doesn't have his, he has to buy the round. And if he does, then the one who challenged him has to buy the round. I'm told by the soldiers that they're highly coveted items and gives them incentive to earn them. And if a soldier has been in the Army, you know, long enough and maybe even to retirement, he normally will have amassed a collection of them at different units where he's been assigned, he or she. People always ask me, what's my favorite one that I've ever done? It would be really impossible to say I like this design better than that because there are a lot of really great ones. But the one that has a story that I think I'm always drawn to is one I did for the 82nd Airborne, and it is has the Purple Heart on it. And it was awarded for anyone who was qualified to be awarded the Purple Heart. So therefore, it's the only coin that nobody really wants to get.
Stephen has another connection to the military. Both his son and daughter are on active duty.
I love hearing their stories about their work and their love for their fellow soldiers. The only part that's been rough is when they've been deployed. And all my life, I've heard the phrase, "I'm just going to have to give it up to God." Well, now I really know what that means. My son went to ROTC and then became an infantry officer. And when he was in Afghanistan the first time, he ordered a small set of challenge coins from me for his platoon. And so it really was something full circle to actually be producing a challenge coin for my own flesh and blood.
Stephen Moore's story was recorded as part of Fort Bragg Stories, a collaboration between the Fayetteville Observer and WUNC's American Homefront Project. If you have a Fort Bragg story you'd like to share, you can find a link at wunc.org.